Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
It's Saturday morning, and as always, I'm glad you're here. Our opening segment is brought to you by your Puget Sound area Sportsman's Warehouse stores in Federal Way, Puyallup, Silverdale, and Everett, all of whom have the gear you need for your successful hunting trip this fall, whether you're after big game, waterfowl, upland birds, or turkey. At the end of the show, we'll be checking in with Bob Loomis from Max Lure again, and we're going to play a little game where he has to choose one lure to fish for saltwater salmon, freshwater kokanee, trout, and walleye. I can't wait to see what he comes up with for this challenge. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to share our What's Hot This Week in the Pacific Northwest, a segment you usually hear now, but not this week, because we've got something else for you this morning. We're taking you to Hansville on the Kitsap Peninsula. There's a place there that's one of the best-known places for fishing in Puget Sound called Point No Point. Used to be a resort there years ago. That shut down, and the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife bought the property. Now, their plan back in the 90s was to install a new boat ramp. They've already put in a parking lot with ample parking there, but that boat ramp has never been installed, and not for a lack of trying either. With us here to tell you more about it is Mark Larson. He is part of a group that is trying to get a single lane boat ramp built at Point No Point. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thank you.
So again, Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, they've been hoping to put a single lane boat ramp on this since 2003. Why has it taken 16 years and we still don't have one?
Well, there's been quite a bit of permitting issues in getting a water ramp installed there, and that permitting has to go through the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. As you mentioned, all the upland work is done, and the ramp is all that remains. Fish and Wildlife submitted their application to the U.S. Army Corps in November of 2013. One of the local tribes, the Suquamish Tribe, submitted some objections to the ramp, and in my opinion, those have all been addressed. And so we've been waiting now. This is going on. I think the Corps of Engineers has had this permit for over 2,000 days.
So, Mark, I was looking at a website that your group's put together, pointnopointramp.com. There's a timeline of everything that's occurred trying to get this boat ramp built. There's also a series of letters of correspondence between the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the tribe and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And it appears that the Army Corps of Engineers just hasn't gotten a timely response from the tribe. Why won't they make a final ruling?
I think it's because they're concerned that this could be a precedent-setting case. One of the tribal objections is that it will make it unsafe for them to fish on Puget Sound in that area if there are more boats. And this boat ramp's just designed to handle about 20 truck trailer rigs. But if that concern is verified by the Corps, I think it could apply to any ramp in the state within tribal UNA areas, which is just about all of Puget Sound and the oceanfront as well.
One word comes to mind, poppycock. A last word on this, Mark. What can folks do to get the ball rolling and hopefully get the Army Corps of Engineers to make a ruling and get this ramp built?
You could contact your congressman and encourage them to have the Corps make a ruling, because, again, this isn't just a Kitsap County issue. I believe it's precedent setting for any boat ramp in the state. And you can get more information at pointnopointramp.com.
That's pointnopointramp.com. Check it out. Really interesting issue with a lot of implications for all of us throughout the state. Mark, thanks for joining us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, Sean. Good luck.
And by the way, if anybody is listening today from the Suquamish tribe and wants to respond, happy to give equal time. Please contact me through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation.
Tillamook Bay is considered the greatest fishing experience on the West Coast for fall Chinook salmon and winter steelhead, and Dungeness crab is plentiful. Five major rivers connect with the ocean on the Tillamook coast. Go out in a boat or stand on a riverbank or dock. Try fishing from a dory boat and experience the thrill of a beach launch and landing. Use spinners, sand shrimp, or salmon eggs to lure them. The fish will line up to grab your bait. Go to TillamookCoast.com/fishing to find guides and places to stay.
Ready for more local fishing and hunting? You got it. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
It's the bottom of the hour, and it's time to tell you what's hot. This week in the Pacific Northwest, archery hunting for elk is hot and opened up today. And if you're looking for a nice bull, the folks at WDFW say you might want to head to the Olympic Peninsula and hunt one of the game management units adjacent to the national park. If you're looking for good odds, consider a trip to Southwest Washington and hunt game management units 520 Winston, 506 the Willapa Hills, 530 Riderwood, 550 Kuiman, and 560 Lewis River. Archery hunting remains open for deer as well, and if you want a shot at a deer with a modern firearm or muzzleloader, your wait is just about over, as long as you're up for a wilderness hike. The High Buck Hunt opens next Sunday and runs through the 25th. Wilderness areas across the Cascades and the Olympic Peninsula will be open, but you'll want to make sure that buck is a three-pointer before you pull the trigger. Turning to fishing, a reminder about two tournaments taking place at Mardon Resort at Potholes Reservoir next weekend. The first is the Old Farts Tournament, a one-day tournament next Saturday where at least one of the two anglers on the boat has to be over 40 years of age. The heaviest five bass brought in by a competing team will win this one, and I suspect you'll need a 25-pound bag to win it. I'm going to be there, and I'll be doing my best to bring in that bag. The other tournament is the Marathon Dock Tournament. No boat required. Just fish off the dock at the resort day or night from Friday through Sunday morning and catch the biggest fish of any species, from bass to walleye to carp to perch and more, and you'll take home a nice amount of money. Space is limited for this, so register now. You can do so and find out more about both tournaments by contacting the folks at Mardon Resort. One more fishery to tell you about that's hot is the salmon fishing on the Puyallup River. If you go, you're going to have lots of friends fishing close by, but for good reason. There are an abundance of pink salmon as well as good numbers of Chinook in the river right now. In fact, WDFW is allowing you to keep two additional pinks. If you catch any chum or wild Chinook, you'll have to release those, and the Puyallup downstream of the East Main Bridge is closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays, and only daylight fishing is allowed. And with that, you are now in the know as to what's hot this week in the Pacific Northwest.
Game-changing. That's the best way to describe the new Scent Flash UV Triangle Flasher from Max Lure Company. This 360-degree rotational inline flasher features a scent release system attracting salmon to the lure behind it like no other flasher on the market. Soak the free scent pad with any type of oil or gel, or load up the cavity with any type of bait for fishing success beyond your wildest dreams. It's the Scent Flash UV Triangle Flasher, only from Max Lure Company.
Backcountry hunters and anglers, the men and women working hard to keep public lands in public hands. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.
Don't leave yet. We've got one more local shot of fishing and hunting to wrap up the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio.
It's that time again. It's time for another Extended Max Minute featuring Bob Loomis with Max Lure Company. Bob, great to have you back on the air.
Thank you, John.
Bob, we're going to play another one of those games you hate. The name of the game is you only get one lure. Here is the scenario. You are going to start your day fishing for pinks and coho in Puget Sound. From there, you're going to head to a western Washington lake to troll for kokanee. And after that, go on a road trip and head over to Montana, fish those Missouri River impoundments like Canyon Ferry Reservoir and Holter Lake. What's the one lure you're going to use and why?
That's an easy one. Our Cha-Cha 2-inch squitter would be my number one pick for fishing all of those scenarios. You know, the 2-inch squid body can emulate almost any type of forage base in any system. So I can go catch walleye, I can go catch trout, I can go catch kokanee, I can go catch silvers, I can catch sockeye, pinks, you name it. You know, there's so many different things that you can do with a 2-inch squid body that you can't with a lot of other lures. And with the smile blade on it, I can come up with almost any type of color configuration that I want to accommodate that particular fishery.
You know what interests me is the squid body. I always associate that, I think a lot of beginning anglers do as well, with, oh, this only works in the salt water. But the fact of the matter is, squidders work great on kokanee, and yeah, you can catch other things like trout and even walleye and bass on them, because it's not whether or not they eat squid, it's the shape of it, isn't it?
Correct. That's exactly right.
Well, the cha-cha squidder. If you can only have one lure in your tackle box, this might be the one for you that'll work in the saltwater, work in the freshwater, and for multiple species too. You can find the Cha-Cha Squidder at sporting goods stores all over the Northwest, or you can find them online at maxlure.com.
That's all for this week, but don't worry. We'll do it all again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.